always call me at the right time. Usually she talking to the right guy. I don't wanna be tonight though. She banging my line though. Oh no.
When we was closer and wake up to be greeted by an argument again. You act like a 10, so immature. I try to concentrate on the cure and keep looking at the front door. Thinking if I were to evacuate, you'd probably be straighter than straight and wouldn't have so much hate. Cause you don't know the pain I feel when I see you smiling. And when I roll up, you start wilding. So I front like everything's hunky-dory. But it's a whole different story. You don't like the fact that I'm me. I don't put on a show when it comes time for you to have company. And your friends don't understand your choice of man. They speak proper while my speech is from a garbage can. But regardless, you shouldn't have to be so raw. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. Baby, I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. And when you're with your friends, I glide to the side until the spotlight is mine. And never sabotage a good time. But when they're not around, the fights commence. I'm the one you're against, and it doesn't make sense. Cause I'm the one that you claim to love for life. But all I get is gray hairs and strife. And I can play some old stuck up rapper role and get foul every time you lose control. But that's not my order of operations. So I should win an award for lots of patience. Cause that's all a fella can have with a girl who's shooting up his world like Shaft. And I don't think that I can take it anymore. I'm looking at the front door. 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 Finesse, trying to test the professor, or 24 hours of acting sore. Sometimes I wish you'd come down with lockjaw, so I don't have to take in the breaking. You treat me like a burnt piece of bacon. It seems like just 2 years back when we were bonded and not pierced. But now I keep itching the jet, sitting in a chair just to stare, set to sprint. Yo, sweetheart, you better take a hint. I say it now like I said it before. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door.
Some amazing hip-hop from Main Source, an East Coast group based in New York and Toronto. They comprised the group of Toronto-born DJs and producers K-Cut and Sir Scratch and Queens DJs MC and J-O-D. That was Looking at the Front Door right here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. And before that, like I mentioned, PJ Vegas and the tune Shake. Now, I couldn't get Last Christmas out of my head this past holiday. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Didn't want to play a Christmas song, but I wanted to play something from Wham. So here you go. On the jukebox, here is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Tell me, where did a naughty little flea go? Won't somebody tell me now, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody knows, nobody knows.
Tell me now, where did a naughty little flea go?
Nobody knows, nobody knows.
There was a naughty little flea. He climbed up on the doggy's knee. He climbed some here, he climbed some there. He was climbing everywhere. Tell me, where did he not? and rest while he beat him here, he beat him there, he beat him almost everywhere. And when he done, he wanted more. He never tasted such a dog before. Well, where did he not a little flea go?
Nobody knows.
Well, he beat him here, he beat him there, he chewed him almost everywhere. Well, he beat him on the toe and the knee and the nose. He beat him everywhere, he didn't have clothes. Well, the doggy went to see a show, and there he saw Brigitte Bardot. The naughty flea said, what a feast. She really is a delicious beast. Tell me, where did he not a little flea go?
Nobody knows, nobody knows.
Tell me now, where did he not a little flea go? Scratch me back, scratch, scratch me back. It really is a fact. The less I eat, the more I scratch. Everybody now, scratch, scratch me back.
A little higher.
Scratch, scratch me back. It really is a fact. The less I eat, the more I scratch. Everybody now, where did it not a little flea go?
What's up? I'm Julian Taylor, and that is a song called The Naughty Little Flea by Miriam Makeba. Legendary is not a word that can even describe the singer. She was my grandmother's favorite artist and nicknamed Mama Africa. She was from South Africa. She was a activist and was a actress, singer, songwriter. She just evoked so much emotion in the world. And positive emotion at that. She was an advocate against apartheid for sure, and was definitely one of those people that helped, you know, switch that minority government in South Africa. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. We got music coming up from, well, Black Belt Eagle Scout. And like Miriam Makeba, she does carry the torch for indigenous artists and causes across North America and abroad. Keb Mo is on the show with Love Train. He's won 8 Grammys. In fact, he won one with Colin Linden, who I was down in Nashville recording with, and that's very exciting stuff. Keb Mo's a gentleman. Played with him at the City Winery in Nashville, which was amazing. He's so tall and so handsome. I could only wish. Ray Zaragoza is also on the show with Not a Monster. She lives in LA. She's based there and was from New York City. I guess she's traveled around a while. And she's on tour, and she's taken a friend of ours from Canada here, Ace Anabi, with her for a couple shows, so that should be cool. Here is Ray Zaragoza on The Jukebox.
Your hands wrapped around my throat. What you want, I don't. A shot and then you swing, but I keep fighting. I'm fighting. It's like a shadow on my heart, and I don't know how it started, but I'm not living that life anymore. No, I'm not living that lie anymore. My body's not a monster, and I'm
And this train is bound for glory. Don't care nothing but the righteous and the holy. Everything's gonna be all right.
Bye, bye, bye.
Everything's gonna be just great.
I'm about to, okay.
Get on the love train.
Bye, bye, bye.
Get on the love train.
I'm about to,
okay. Ride the love train.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I know you're too.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. If the early bird gets the worm, then the early birder gets the birds, right? Morning is a great time for birding. Songbirds begin their chorus just before dawn, and many species start looking for food at first light. But not everyone is willing or able to get up at the crack of dawn. And that's okay. It's not the only time to experience birds. Singing often continues throughout the morning. And some species, like American robins, keep the show going until sunset. High noon is a great time to see daytime predators like hawks on the hunt for small mammals, or cormorants in the water diving for fish. As sunset draws near, watch for birds that become active in the twilight, like common nighthawks sweeping the sky for insects. And if you're a night owl, well, look and listen for real owls. They're wide awake at midnight. So if you miss the sunrise, don't worry. The day is long, and birds are all around us. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin.